Truman.
I appreciate very much your coming out here to see me at this time of night. I've always been interested in Harper's Ferry. It's one of our famous towns in history. Great many things have happened here. And there's also another thing in connection with it in these modern times. It's good democratic country. And I'm always like to visit with good Democrats. I've just been doing a little political work through Delaware and New Jersey and Pennsylvania and West Virginia and Maryland. I've met and talked with a lot of people on this trip, and they've been very friendly, and you'd be surprised how much interest they display in this campaign. There's not any doubt in my mind but that we're going to have a Democratic victory, just as we did in 48. We're very fortunate in having outstanding candidates on the Democratic ticket in West Virginia. I've known Harley Kilgore ever since he came to the Senate. He's an able, distinguished representative for the great state of West Virginia, and I know you're going to send him back. He's my good friend, and I'm very fond of him. You have Harley Staggers, who's a candidate for Congress. He's been doing a good job for you down in Washington. For governor, you have William Marlin. He's a fine and able young man. He'll give your state good government. These men are all good men. Now, I wouldn't be spending all this time and effort traveling around the country if I didn't think a Democratic victory in this election is necessary for the welfare of this great country. The country needs the kind of leadership that it will get from Adlai Stevenson. Governor Stevenson has been talking sense to the American people, just as he promised to do when he was drafted for the nomination last July. He's been telling you frankly and honestly where he stands on every issue, and he's been talking the same way north and south and east and west. He doesn't have one set of issues for one part of the country and another set for the other part. He's the same all the time, and he's for the Democratic platform, which is the best platform that's come out, and I don't know when. Now, I know the Republicans have said he's talking over the heads of the people, but that just goes to show you what a low opinion the Republicans have of the everyday man. Governor Stevens knows you have heads and can think, and he's giving you something to think about. I hope you're listening to Stevenson's speeches. If not, you better look up the time in your paper and sit down and listen every night he's on the air. You'll find it's a good way to learn what the issues are in this campaign. Listen to Governor Stevenson, and then listen to the stream of generalities and wild charges from the Republican candidate. Look up the platforms of the two parties and read them carefully. You'll find the Democratic platform is the best and most specific, most progressive program ever adopted by either party. You'll find the Republican platform is the worst collection of double talk and weasel words that the Republicans have scraped together since 1932. Now, study the records of the two parties in the Congress. Then you can find out what they'll do when they are in power. That's what counts. Look how they vote. You'll find a majority of the Democrats are always voting in your interest, and most of the Republicans will vote against your interest. If you do these things and inform yourselves, that's all I ask of you. You owe it to yourselves. You're the government. You should vote for what helps the country and what helps you. Go home and think about the candidates. Think about the issues. Inform yourselves on what the issues are. Then inform yourselves on the records of the Republicans in the Congress and the Democrats in the Congress. And then I'm sure that when November the 4th rolls around, you'll vote for the best interests of the free world, the best interests of the greatest nation in the history of the world, and your own best interests. And if you do that, you'll send Adlai Stevenson to the White House, and we'll have 4 more years of good government. Thank you very much.